News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Monday, the day after the Super Bowl, right here on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And I got to tell you, the studio lit up when this guy walked in. Brian Prowess is our ADX marketing consultant, but guess what? He is also a huge Seattle Seahawks fan. Yep. He is smiling morning. Good morning, winner. Yep. Have a winner in the studio.
You know, here's my life right now. I'm scheduling my first conversation with a tattoo artist for the tattoo I'm going to get. Happy for Devin Witherspoon. And every time they mention Pensacola, we were all like,
Yay, that's so great. Well, your coach is a Georgia Bulldog.
I know.
Which is, I had to go
I
for
love
it.
That you always bring that up. I appreciate that. There are also a couple of, where is Enterprise, Alabama?
Because that's not too far away. From here
and
at all. Yeah.
There were a couple other Alabamans in there and so cool. So yeah, I'm pumped and I will tie this into digital advertising. I promise.
I knew you'd find a way.
Yeah. So yeah.
Hats off to you. It's really fun. I didn't expect to see you this morning, quite frankly.
Really? You thought I'd be like hungover or something?
Or still celebrating.
Well, if I was living in a different place, possibly I could maybe, but the amount of, grace or give a darn I get, you know, here is a little different than when I was living at least in Oregon.
That's true.
And I covered the Seahawks for 3 years in Seattle as well as a reporter.
Did you?
So I've been a fan of the team and then I've been inside the buildings and around the guys and all that. So it goes way back. But
yeah,
I am not sure there's a percentage of people listening right now who really care about any of what we just said at all. Not even a little, except for Devin Witherspoon and his tie into Pine Forest High School. And But here's the thing, okay? So remember when we were talking about the super sports cycle?
Yes.
Like back in November, December.
Right.
And I was saying in January, February, and then March, if you want to extend it out to March, March Madness, and if you want to add like Daytona, which now is coming up this weekend. I'm so excited about that now.
Ready.
So all these huge sporting events are going to do something to our viewership habits. They're going to increase with the Olympics.
Right.
And what's happened. So I don't know if it's going to work exactly, but here I am. I've got my phone open on the ESPN app.
Mm-hmm.
And if I click on this video right here, before I get to watch the video of whatever the video was for on ESPN about the game yesterday, there's a commercial. There's a commercial on my phone, on the ESPN app of all places. And it wouldn't matter if it was the Weather Channel or Fubo is on here or NHL, whatever my different apps are. When I want to watch a video, a little commercial will pop up.
Yeah, always.
We can put your 15 or 30 second commercial there. Like I could, it was theoretically possible for me to hit play on that video watching something about the game in the Super Bowl last night and see a local ad.
That's so cool.
So that's part of when we talk about video ads. Mm-hmm. Video ads are kind of, they're not super complicated or fancy compared to some of this other stuff that we talk about.
Right.
I mean, it still comes down to geography and behavior, and you're still targeting, in my case, a blank old male living in this area, just to cover the fact I'm 54. But so whatever that means for the kinds of things that I might be interested in, that's the commercial that I'll get hit
with. It's targeted. Right.
You're going to see different commercials than I am. My kids, like when my 30-something kids are over and we're watching YouTube or we're watching whoever's logged in at that time, that's who's going to see the ads. And they laugh because we get completely different ads.
Absolutely.
We have a grandson who's about to turn one. We see diaper commercials when these guys are logged in, not when I am. Anyway, the specificity of who sees what ad and when and where is kind of what I wanted to lead off today as a tie-in to all the Super Bowl talk. And now as we go to Daytona, as the Olympics continue and you open your TV or your phone and you see opportunities to see video and you see opportunities to rewatch some of the content from the weekend, even if, by the way, Peacock is part of our network.
Mm-hmm.
So all the places that you could potentially consume video post the event, after the event is over, sometimes beforehand, it's all available to you with ADX Digital Marketing. And all it takes is us sitting down and talking, figuring out your business a little bit, who your audience is, where they are, what you're selling, what your offer is. All of those things are very important in how we decide what and when and how much it might cost for you to run a campaign with ADX Digital. You start with a call to Jeff Wayne. 850-262-6000, and we take it from there. So 850-262-6000, calling Jeff Wayne to talk ADX Digital.
And there are so many different options available, different ways to use that digital advertising. I mean, I jokingly say to Brian, I've gotten such an education about it because it is a little intimidating if you are used to the old paper ads, newspaper ads, things like that. Mm-hmm. Wow, there are ways to reach people on their phones because everybody's on their phone, but there's so many different techniques and ways to do it.
Yeah,
the geofencing you've talked about, talked about actually Amazon, you have availability to that.
Yep.
You could probably reach any type of client that's out there.
I believe that. I totally believe that. And wherever they might be geographically.
See, so, and that's fascinating to me.
Yeah, we have plenty of many businesses around here that have offices or audiences or targeted customers well outside of the Gulf Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Texas or Georgia or whatever. We've talked a little bit about like RV parks, for instance, who might draw from like 100 miles.
Right.
How do you target that audience? Well, we can do it. We can do it. So geographically, it's not important that they're local. Local customers that you're trying to target, we can get them anywhere in the United States based on sitting down with you and really talking through it. So, yeah, we have 19 different ways that we can use digital advertising to reach the audience that you're talking about. And what I want to spend the rest of our time together on is talking about reports.
Okay.
I have some information off of a report for one of our clients that I cannot wait to watch your face because I almost want to hand you the sheet to make you see all the data on this piece of paper that we're going to go through after the break.
So it's not like you're just throwing something up against the wall and hoping it sticks. You have accountability for that, and you can find out exactly who you've reached in the last month or so, correct?
Yes, exactly.
All right, we're going to talk all about that when we come back. ADX Digital Marketing here on Pep Talk with Brian Prowitz. We'll be back in just a minute after the break. And welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Brian Prowitz is here with ADX Digital Marketing. If you've got a question, he is talking about ways that you can reach, if you have a business or an organization, how you can reach your primary target customer in more ways than you can even imagine. If you've got a question about it, 850-437-1620.
Yeah, I love hypotheticals too, by the way, if you wanted to test me a little bit on how would you go about this or what about those? This works for nonprofits too, BT dubs.
Right.
Or if you have a big event that you're trying to drive people to, a fundraising event, whatever, we can pick a date and push people toward that event. All right, I want to talk about reports.
Okay.
So we've been talking about there's a particular campaign that's been running. It's Connected TV. The concept was we took a social media post.
Mm-hmm.
We put it on connected TV, which is any TV that requires the Wi-Fi connection in order to watch live TV. That's a connected television. And I'm really excited about this because we put this commercial on the screen targeting a very, very specific geography and a very specific audience. And on the screen, when this is playing inside people's houses on their TVs, there's a QR code. And when you scan the QR code while you're sitting on your couch, it pops open the phone on your phone. And the phone number of the client is right there on the screen.
Wow.
So, in the month of January, this ad played 21,914 times because they paid for a certain amount of impressions per month, right? 21,000 times. We know that that QR code was scanned 541 times.
Wow.
And look at this, Meg. I know you can't see us on the radio, but look at this, Meg.
He's showing
this
me a chart.
This is a chart of the days. That's almost, how many times per day on the days.
Oh, my gosh. If you could see the charts almost every day.
It looks like a roller coaster from the side, up and down, up and down. The high points are Fridays.
Interesting. And that tells you a lot.
Yeah. It means every on Friday, this company should have received somewhere around 30 to 35 calls.
Wow.
And the more Fridays we go into the month of January, January 27th was the high point, closer to 40.
Interesting.
So as the campaign has gone on, Fridays, it's gone higher and higher.
So it's an upward curve.
Upward curve. And for the month, 541 times, people in their homes scan their QR code on the screen in order to call this client.
That's amazing.
I love this.
That's amazing.
I just love this. Now, here's a cool thing, too. You go, well, I didn't see my ad. Why didn't I see my ad? Well, check this out. These are the channels and the platforms that the commercials were served on.
Uh-huh.
So out of those 21,000, we know that 6,000 times the ad appeared on someone's Roku.
Oh, God. So you can get that specific.
Yeah, and then here's 6,000 more on Samsung TV Plus.
Oh, my goodness.
And then Vizio Watch Free Plus, about $1,700. So a big drop, but still. Vizio, DirecTV, LG Channels Entertainment, more Roku streaming, Pluto TV, Apple TV, and something called Telly, the truly smart TV. I don't know that yet because that's not my TV. I have a Samsung or an LG. Mm-hmm. And what's cool is this Samsung TV Plus and the LG Channels Entertainment are things that I see on my screen all the time.
Right.
So I know those apps are sitting on my TV
now.
Every time I turn it on, these different apps and channels and they're showing up. My TV did an automatic update the other day and actually almost changed operational systems completely on me, which I didn't love. But also, what it did is it like kind of reset all of the channels again so that mine were over there and I had to recall them.
Mm-hmm.
And my point of bringing that up is these channels and the TVs out there are so smart and they're so interactive that people are watching on so many different platforms. And many, many, many people will be okay with the subscription that still shows them ads. Some people will pay the premium so they don't see ads. But others, and the vast majority of people, are happy to watch a free app knowing they're going to see some commercials.
But yes, and I don't mind the commercials so much, really.
Well, if they're targeted to you, you don't.
That's what I'm saying. Most of them are.
Turns out maybe you are in the market for a car. Maybe you've been searching websites with vehicles, or maybe you've been looking into remodeling or whatever. And then the internet knows that you would be a target for that. And we can use AI, by the way, the good AI, in order to determine that you are the right person to see that ad, which changes the dynamic away from annoying ads I just want to get rid of. And then actually providing you with information that is helpful.
See, I think it's amazing the ability to target to someone. And for me to actually see commercials, that's why I was saying to you, now that you're saying that, I'm thinking, well, that's no wonder I don't mind watching the commercials because it's usually something I'm interested in.
Hopefully. I mean, you can't control that completely.
Right.
But if you're living in this area and you see an offer for a service that you have been looking into and it's in a trusted a brand or a company you've heard of, maybe you heard their ad on the radio and now you're seeing their ad on the visuals that you're, you know, participating in, that helps to increase credibility. And all we're doing here is sharing your information out to the right targeted audience, the most likely to buy, localized here, making sure they know you exist, and then giving them a way to contact you. So, and the way to get that conversation started for your company is to call Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000 here at ADX Digital Communications. 850-262-6000. I'm just getting warm, Meg. I know we have another break.
We do in just a minute.
But there's a few minutes left. And
Well, we've got a quick question just came in from one of our listeners.
Okay.
And so this is not an easy answer. But how do I figure out which of these tools to use?
Yeah. Well,
because there's so many.
And that's where that conversation is so important. Who's that with? Who's the person? The person to give
I don't have a name attached to the number on this one.
So, well, we sit down and we say, okay, where and who is your audience? And then we go, okay, if they're, let's just say they're a little younger, maybe that's a social media situation. If they're a little bit older, maybe we try a different way to target them. And it depends on the service or the product.
Well, I'm pulling this out of the air, but let's just say I sell bikes.
Okay. Sell bikes. All right. So if you, so now you're probably looking for people who are interested in fitness, you could go younger people that want to ride hardcore and long distances. Maybe you're looking for people more like my age where I want an electric bike to put on the back of my RV. So we would have to determine which of those product lines are you more interested in pushing. If you have co-op from the company that builds the bikes, that's important. We can use co-op to offset the cost. So, and then also, how many locations do you have and how far do people drive to come to your location? Those are some of the beginning questions that we have that we sit down and get to know you.
Well, I was sitting here thinking out loud. We had the double bridge run on Saturday, right? So you got all those athletes and probably a lot of them bike too, because a lot of them are triathletes.
Sure.
So you could actually target that event, right?
You can go backwards in time.
Thank you, Meg.
Thank you. What we call geoframing. We can actually go back and draw up to like 30,000 impressions from an event that happened up to 6 months ago.
Wow.
And be able to market to them.
So cool. If you're interested in ADX digital marketing, you can definitely contact us through Jeff Wayne.
Yeah, call Jeff at 850 262-6000.
Still got a little more time if you've got a question for Brian. 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a minute. And we're back with Pep Talk and Brian Prowitz, one of our ADX digital marketing experts, is here on our expert panel. Got some more info for us.
Yeah, heading into the home stretch here. We've been talking a lot about website visitor ID. This is the little widget that we can put on your website. It runs behind the scenes. It's very quiet, and it sits there and picks up information about the people that hit your website without cookies. And between 20 and 50% of the people that hit your site, we can draw information from them. Because IP address and location really gives us a lot, and a lot of information is actually public knowledge, public information. And so by going out and sorting through all the different websites behind the scenes, this is nothing that you have to do or I have to do. It's just an automatic thing. We can generate information like this. So you're driving people to your website. You're running radio ads. They're talking about your .com. Well, you don't know who's hitting your website, but I have a report in front of me that's going to be able to tell a client the following information. Meg, are you sitting down?
Yes, I am.
When I sit down with this client here this week, I'm going to be able to say the following things. In the last month, you've had 7 people hit your website with a net worth of $5 to $10 million.
Whoa.
14 total people with a net worth of $1 million or more.
Wow.
I'll be able to tell that person that he has 8 people that have hit the website with $1 million or so in annual discretionary income.
Wow. Are any of these people single? I'm sorry.
Actually.
I'm just kidding.
Actually.
Oh, no.
Marital status.
Uh-uh.
Single, married, or unknown.
Oh, my goodness.
And yes, some of them are.
Oh, my goodness.
And then we can cross-reference this with other reports that we can have to get. We have their first and last names.
Right.
By the way. But email and or physical address.
Incredible.
Of the people. So if you're building a CRM, if you have a way to communicate with potential customers via email, or if you have a sales team that's looking for leads, is there a better lead that you could possibly have than knowing they've already been to your website?
Right.
I don't think so. That's, to me, that's a hot lead. You found me. You came to my website. That means they're already like halfway down the sales funnel.
Right.
And now you just need somebody to close. And I'll tell you, I know a lot of people out here in the world who say, if I can get them on the phone,
mm-hmm.
I can close them.
Mm-hmm.
If I can talk to them, I will win. Well, here's the starting point. Website visitor ID. You can run that whether you're running digital with us or radio with us or not. And it provides more information than any other tool that we have ever found on the internet.
Okay.
That could possibly do it.
So who do they call?
Give a call to Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000 if you want to talk ADX Digital, and we will be coming to a meeting with you soon.
All right. Brian Prowitz, ADX Digital Marketing. Congratulations on your big win, you Seattle Seahawk, you. This has been Pep Talk. We're here every Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. It's going to be a busy week this week, so remember, be kind to others. Be gentle with yourself. And remember to love now. Have a great day, and I hope it's a good Monday for you.